Blog Talk Radio.
There are children in every country that tonight will go to bed hungry. Isn't that a shame? This has got to end. My heart breaks when I see them suffering, 'cause I feel like we're doing nothing, we just all pretend not to understand.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sasha Marina. You're tuned into the Sasha Marina Show. So today, I have a very cool guest. Just by the seam of her pictures and the way that she presents herself as an author, speaker, and spiritual advisor, she seems like a very full of spirit person. The light shines in her eyes just by her smile. Very cute woman. She goes by the name of Cher. And like I mentioned, she's an author, and we'll be mostly talking about her book, Dog of God. And so I guess without further ado, I'm going to have Cher live on the air.
Hey there.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad we finally connected.
Yes.
Did you see that huge moon yesterday? I think that's what was going on.
perhaps. So, let's talk a little bit about, your author experience first, because you have so much more to talk about. But let's speak about you as an author and your book, Dog of God. What is that all about?
Okay. The full title is Dog of God, the Novel, A Wild Romp to Magic Worlds. And I am a first-time author. I've been on on tour for a year around the world, and oh my God, it's a whole new wonderful world, and I'm really, really, really enjoying it. Meeting amazing people, and I was a screenwriter before, and so it's completely different lifestyle, and I love it. Just really love it.
Okay, and what is it about just being author of a novel that's much different than a screenwriter? Do you feel like you have more liberty to express what you want to write?
Yeah, with a screenplay, it's usually just honed into, well, it's a very slim kind of format, and you only have what you see and what you hear, and you have no feelings. But with a novel, you get to go all kinds of dimensions, and that's exactly what my book does. It goes into dimensions that we don't see, we don't hear, and a lot of us don't feel. And I've been blessed with a gift of that happened during my accident, where I actually died and came back with this sense of knowing what's going on in the different worlds and different dimensions. And I carried it into my book. And it's a story about a little dog that has to learn how to heal people. He doesn't like people all that much. So it's very nice. It's very, very funny. And he's got this big, huge voice that's guiding him, and he's very cantankerous and not really in alignment with this voice. So it's a wonderful romp through magical world with a little cantankerous dog.
Okay. And that's something, there's a lot to wrap your mind around, everything you just mentioned, especially I guess just realizing the other dimensions of this world and the spiritual world, or however one wants to put it. Sometimes I believe it might be a little difficult to get an ordinary, everyday living person to kind of really believe in those other dimensions. And by this book, do you feel that you've done so? If any regular Joe decides to read this book, and do you think that they'll really understand where you're coming from and what you went through?
Yes, it's amazing how humor carries us in all kinds of directions. So that's what I use basically to really acknowledge that there is so much more help for us in healing. I have to back up a bit. My background is that I was in a car accident in the 70s, and gradually over the experience, I became crippled. And I was walking on cocaine, and the Western doctors were saying, well, that'll be fine. You'll just get used to it, and you'll be in pain every day, so with it. And that wasn't really okay with me. I think I'm going to have to start thinking out of the box, and that's kind of one of my talents anyway. But when you open yourself up to stating that you want something different, the universe kind of brings people and information to you. And I was told about John of God, who lives in Brazil, who is a psychic surgeon. And I thought, aha. So I went down and worked with him. And my first visitation, I walked in hobbling on two canes and left without any canes. And while I was there, the most extraordinary experiences happened. And one of them was that I met this little dog named Chico. Now, this little dog was known for its healing abilities. And you were told if he wanted to work with you, he would come into your room and you were to let him in. And so I was blessed by his presence, and he announced himself. It was really strange. It almost sounded like a human being knocking on the door. And I opened the door. Little dog looking up, and I'm going, oh, you must be Chico, come in. And he spent the night working with me, and it was funny because while he was sitting next to the place that was being healed, if I moved during the night, he would move to hold that space again. And the next morning, I found out that he was actually pretty famous, and he had already been about around the world. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's a great story. And so I also left without canes, and I got that story, and it's been a part of my life ever since, and loving every minute of it. What a blessing!
Wow. And is this what you said? You've been an author for quite some time. Is this your first of really incorporating that spiritual aspect, or are mostly your novels this way?
Well, I was a screenplay artist, and so I used to write a lot of true life things. I love things that are true because there's so many multiple dimensions that are entailed in that way of looking at things. We're such complicated beings. And so I wrote a lot for women, and at that time we were just stepping into saying it's not okay to have to victimize women. And so I did a few of those movies for the week, and also I was able to write, I come from Colorado, so I wrote a movie about a fat girl that falls in love with a cowboy who's a rodeo writer, and and she becomes one too. So I've done a lot. I love people. I love how they think. I love their stories. And so that's what I'm about.
Okay. And now let's, let's dab into your speaker part of the career. How did you become a speaker? And what kind of crowds or messages do you really dedicate yourself into spreading?
Well, I attended the University of Santa Monica, and there I was able
mm-hmm.
to speak a lot in front of people, and I got
mm-hmm.
rid of that the intense fear of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And, also, while I was working there, I got my master's in spiritual psychology there, and I noticed the thing that helped me the most, because what we do is we not only counsel the people, the other students, but we counsel ourselves. And one of the things that helped me the most was working with the inner child.
Mm-hmm.
I developed a Kid Within retreats, and I know that every one of us, every single one of us, has a little child that made a decision while they were under dire environments where they felt victimized, and they closed down that part of themselves and just kind of hid out as they grew up into an adult. And so
mm-hmm.
what I talk about and what I teach is how to reconnect with that little child, let that child express itself, let it see that the decision it's made is not something that serves it anymore, and that it's not serving an adult, and it's not serving the whole package. So it's something that I really have a passion for, and it helps a lot of people.
Okay. And as a spiritual advisor, do you find yourself advising people personally? Do people come to you? Is that a service that you offer as a professional?
Yes, and it's something that, you know, when I died,
mm-hmm.
It was this part of myself just really opened up, a very intuitive part. And so
mm-hmm.
when somebody comes, I can intuit a lot of the things that that are in direct path as to why they came here into this life and what it is they wanted to learn and do. And so I also do soul paintings that are sometimes symbolic, but sometimes they're pretty straightforward. And they tell the person, it just explains what the soul is here to do. So I have quite a connection with the soul. As a matter of fact, it's been kind of a nemesis for me, because when I meet people, I only see their soul, and I don't see all their baggage. So I'm helping people to look at their baggage, let it go, and go right back to being that really authentic person and that soul being that they truly are.
Does that, you know, having that natural intuitive talent, as one may call, how does that help you in being a more people person? Like you said, you meet somebody, you might not even know even their name, and you can kind of see right through them. Do you tend to hold your tongue sometimes from things that you, like, you know, you shouldn't even say to that person, or...
Well, in the beginning, when I was learning how to work with this, yeah, I made some mistakes. But now I pretty much can see the signs of what they're open for and what they are not.
Mm-hmm.
I can gently direct them towards looking at that part of themselves. But if they don't want to go there, that's fine. That everyone has their own timing and their own rhythm, and that really needs to be honored. But I will tell you that when I meet someone, I am fully, fully, fully present with them, and it's such a delight, because it just fills my heart that, and I think that's a thing that really concerns me lately, is that people are not allowing people to be, allowing others to be fully present with themselves. And I see that in our younger generations. And really quite a concern, because that is such a powerful, powerful connection with ourselves, to be with someone else in a very, very loving way.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything I would love to teach people is to how to reconnect with that presence that we all have so delightfully wonderful.
You know, I do agree with that, and me being very young myself, you know, being part of this generation, I do see it in, you know, in people, and even in their teens, you start seeing those signs where I guess people just go through heartbreak and decide to, like, they start putting up that wall, you know, and it's starting even more at a younger age than before. You know, you start putting up that wall once you reach a certain age that, you know, it's kind of reasonable. But now it's starting real young, like you mentioned. And I don't know, I feel like it has to do a lot with our communities, with our society, with certain issues, just regular society issues, you know, that are kind of tending for us to, like, kind of block ourselves. How does How does one prevent those feelings? Because a lot of those feelings, is not like you want to block yourself from the world, but, you know, you kind of just do it naturally, and you know you're walking on the sidewalk and you see somebody and you don't even smile at them. You know, sometimes I catch myself like, oh shit, like, you know, I should have probably, you know, said hi, but we're so caught up in our own world. How does one prevent that? What do you feel is, like,
I think just what you said, where you were aware of doing it, that is a good key, because once you're aware of it, you can change it. And I don't know, you know, everyone has their baggage and their fears and coming from that, but all I've got to say is that if you block that part off, you get to hold that closer within you, and it's very destructive. And that we are social beings here, and that's why we've come here as social beings, so that we can help each other out. Relationships are the best thing to have, because they really show you your dark side of yourself. And the consequences along with that. So, you know, it's just a learning process. It's a way of looking at things differently and deciding, making decision to, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be present, and I am going to really take that in and I for all you young people, I'm telling you, it's really worth it because you get so much more out of it than you ever realize.
Okay, that's a good tip of advice. Cher, where can people find your book? I know you have your website, Dog of God, where they can directly purchase the book there. Is it also available on Amazon or any digital book retailers?
It's with all of them. It's with Amazon, and it's also with any of the e-books, the Kobo's. Yeah, it's available anywhere. You can even go to Barnes & Noble. It may not be on the shelves. If it isn't, you can order it, and they're pretty fast at getting it. And so, yeah, I would love for people to go out and read this book because not only is it a fun read and it enlightens you as to what the soul is here all about, number one. And number two, it comes with a healing with it. When I was went to be blessed, have my book blessed with John God, they said that everyone that reads this book will get a healing. So if you set an intention before you read the book, just watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. It's really amazing how it really all comes about.
Okay, and also, where can people find you on Facebook? Because I've noticed that you do use your social media. I know that on Twitter you are C. Barlevy. What about on Facebook?
It's Cher Slater Barlevy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's S-L-A-T-E-R-B-A-R, as in boy, B-A-R-L-E, V as in victory, I. So it's like, go to the bar in your Levi. So.
Very nice. And also, ladies and gentlemen, she has a YouTube channel. Her username is Cher Bear Bear, so that's pretty cute. And if not, you can find all these links and all her info on dogofgod.com. It's all there, pretty self-explanatory. I mean, it's like we said, it's all there. And as for this interview, if you're just tuning in right now, you could always come back later on and into our archive. So, yeah. Cher, I'd like to thank you so much for your time. I totally appreciate your time being on the show today. Thank you.
Well, it was really, really, really fun, and I appreciate it.
Of course, and a happy new year to you. May you have a great and prosperous one. Oh, one last thing.
Thank
Do
you
happen to have any book signings, any events, any appearances coming in the soon or that you know of?
Not at the moment. I'm writing my memoir, which is called The Happy Divorce.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm kind of holed up right now trying to get this done because it's one of the hardest things I've ever done. But I figured in the beginning that I was going to come from loving, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And things have happened that I'm writing about. So, yeah. Thank you
for
asking.
Oh, yeah. So the real feelings are coming out, and it's kind of hard to be nice about it. I mean, that's an interesting memoir. I'm very interested in reading that.
Thank you. I'm very interested in finishing it.
All right, sweetheart. You take care and have a good day.
Oh, I just wanted to mention that in New Zealand, they're talking about making my book into a movie. So I'm also writing that treatment right now. So that's exciting.
Oh, that is brilliant. Congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to all those new things that you have coming up. You're always welcome back on the show to speak about your new projects, okay?
All right. Thank you so very much, Sasha.
No problem. You too. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it, Cher Slater Barlevy. Make sure to keep up with her. She seems like a very interesting soul. And, check her out on dogofgod.com. And as for us, just keep up with us through the same media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all that good stuff, Sasha Marina, and the SashaMarinaShow.com. So like our page on Facebook, posting some new things every day, and I'll be headed to the West Coast pretty soon, so see what good stuff that brings me. So thank you so much for tuning in, and bye.